Tanner in the Morning, the new 103.7.
Jason Aldean.
Blake Shelton.
Dierks Bentley.
Sugarland.
Marine Labor.
No one plays the new generation of country more than the new 103.7. Period.
If I could carve your fears.
The new 103.7 Country's Hottest Hits and Blake Shelton. 719 right now. It's the Tanner in the Morning show, starting something a little different. I'm going to give you all the news you need to know about things going on right here in this area. It's something we like to call our town. It's called our town.
And this is my town.
Okay, so this isn't exactly in our town, but it's still big news. Augusta National Golf Club ends its ban on women. How about that, gentlemen, here in the studio? They accepted their first two female members, Darla Moore from South Carolina. She's a big finance person. And former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, now a member of Augusta National Golf Club, which I think it's great. It's about time for the ladies, but I want to see them accept Ethel Jones, who's a greeter at Walmart. When they get to that, then I'll be happy with what they can do over there. How about this one? The city of Charlotte says they won't hide the homeless during the DNC convention.
Oh, they're not.
They say they're not going to be hiding them, although they will put them all in suits and give them Bank of America name tags. And finally, after a big scandal at UNC over former Carolina Panther player Julius Peppers' grades, or the lack of grades in college, news broke yesterday that Julius Peppers has donated $250,000 to the school. Now, Julius was very surprised when he was told that $250,000, the K actually meant thousands. He thought he was just giving him $250.
Oh.
What? What? Should have went to class, Julius.
Math.
That would have helped. Let's.
This thing's new, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brand new. I'm trying to figure out where we're going here. Right now, we're playing a song. Miranda Lambert's on the new 103.7. So new 103.7, Country's Hottest Hits, Eli Young Band at 727. Debbie from the Charlie and Debbie Show, you know the smart one. She's going to be over at Bilo, Highway 27 in Stanley tomorrow at noon. Stop by and see Debbie. 740, I got to run down this survey for you that I saw that I really believe 80% of the people, at least 80%, lied. And I think you're going to agree with me. 80% of people just went out and blatantly lied on this survey. Toby Keith tickets. Those are on the way in less than 5 minutes. Less than 5 minutes. Toby Keith tickets coming your way. Let's check your drive.
The new 103.7 traffic.
Between Roberta, Church Road, and Pitts at Allstate.com. Are you in good hands? I'm Officer Brian Stickley. Time Saver Traffic on the new 103.7.
Our forecast looks. I'm meteorologist Keith Monday on the new 103.7.
What does it call Nick?
HendrickChevy.com.
Tanner in the Morning. The new 103.7. Playing country's hottest hits.
Lady A on the new 103.7 Country's Hottest Hits. Way to go, Roy. Got those Toby Keith tickets. More of those coming your way, of course, tomorrow morning. We'll have a bunch of them. Up in 3.5 minutes, Men's Health Magazine did this survey, and they asked, what is the most important thing to you at work? The most important thing. 82% of the people said this. And I'm saying they lied. The new 103.7 Country's Hottest Hits and Dustin Lynch. 744 right now, the Tanner in the Morning Show. Back to the music in less than 2 minutes. The Cabarrus County Fair getting ready to roll. We want you to nominate either your church group or some other organization to sing the national anthem at this year's ribbon cutting ceremony. All the details, you can find it online, the new 103.7.com.
It's in the news. It's in pop culture. Or maybe it's just stuck in his head.
Can't get it out
it's
either.
Tanner's topic of the day.
All right, here's the deal. Men's Health Magazine does this survey about work. And the question they ask is, which is most important to you at work? Respect, money, or power? Captain Jim, which one do you think got the most votes?
Respect.
And you would be correct. 82% said respect is the most important thing for them at work. Over money and power, only 15% said they wanted power, and only 3% said money.
Somebody's been to the HR seminar.
Somebody's been hanging out with the human resources people and watching the videos.
That's remarkable.
Yes, we want to have respect.
Did you see the training video on respect and political correctness?
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
Well, let me put that a different way.
Some might argue that respect leads to money and power.
Don't be trying to gobble this all together now, Captain Jim. Don't be
trying to muddy the waters.
Don't be trying to mislead them. I want to know, for you at work, what's the most important thing? Now, you can choose from these three, respect, money, or power, or if you want to throw something different in there, you feel free. What's the most important thing for you at work? I have my top three, and I'll give them to you in about 6 minutes. All right, if you two want to come up with top three too, you feel free. But for anybody listening right now, what's the most important thing for you at work? If you all call in and say respect, I swear. Eric Church is on the new 103.7 at 7:46.